This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha polls has reached a feverish pitch. Top leaders of various political parties are holding rallies to woo the voters. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties will campaign for the sixth and seventh phases of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address political rallies in Basti and Shravasti constituencies. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath is campaigning in Jaunpur, Basti, Sultanpur, Siddharthnagar and Balrampur districts, while BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar and Jaunpur. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will campaign in Sultanpur, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Azamgarh district. With only 3 days left when voters of Delhi will decide the fate of the candidates contesting to win the high-profile seats of the national capital, the high-voltage campaigning is taking place to woo the voters in different parts of the city. Adding to the momentum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address election rallies in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Dwarka in favour of BJP candidate Kamaljeet Sehrawat, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend a public meeting at Bhalaswa Dairy. Mr. Kharge will woo the voters in favour of party candidate Udit Raj. 7 parliamentary constituencies of Delhi will go to poll on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that massive voting is taking place in Kashmir and it is becoming a benchmark for democracy. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Modi said voting in Kashmir has broken the record of 30 to 40 years. On inflation, Mr. Modi claimed that the inflation in India is under control in comparison to the other countries. He said today, the war between Russia and Ukraine directly impacts food, fuel and fertilizer. Mr. Modi said the farmers in other countries are getting urea at a price of 3,000 rupees per sack, but in India, the farmers have to pay only 300 rupees. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar embarked on a visit to Tehran in Iran today. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian, who were killed in a helicopter crash on the 19th of this month. The Mumbai Crime Branch has formed a special investigation team, SIT, in the Ghatkopar billboard accident case. 17 people were killed and around 75 people were injured in the accident. The SIT comprises 6 officers. Officials said that the SIT searched the residence of Bhavesh Bhide, the owner of the company responsible for the billboard, and spoke to some of the employees of the company. Last week, the Mumbai Crime Branch apprehended Bhavesh Bhide in Udaipur, Rajasthan, and brought him to Mumbai. A massive billboard collapsed on a petrol pump in Ghatkopar area in Mumbai during a storm on the 13th of this month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that severe heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 25th of this month. The IMD said conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon over some parts of Southeast Arabian Sea, some more parts of Maldives, Comorin area and South Bay of Bengal, and some more parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Andaman Sea during the next 2 days. Under its influence, isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over southern parts of India till Friday, with possibility of extremely heavy fall over Kerala till tomorrow. Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and Karnataka are likely to witness very heavy rainfall for the next 2 to 3 days. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the second eliminator this evening at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The winner of the match will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in the second qualifier on Friday, while the final match will be played on Sunday. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win. KKR successfully surpassed the target of 160 set by SRH, reaching 164 for 2 in just 13.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.